10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, your source for the truth and what's really happening today.
Hello, my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, the program that offers insight and truth in these end times. And today, I'm coming to you from the land of America, the great city that used to glimmer on a mountaintop, but is now becoming a barren terrain surrounded by rising prison bars. If you're joining us for the first time, I'm Nathan Leal, and the website is watchmanscry.com. And my friends, I have to report the unfortunate truth about America's bitter decline. Those of you who are awake, you can see that our dearly beloved land has become overshadowed with the sludge of corruption and social decay. And it's not pleasant or easy to admit this, but the wonderful land of red, white, and blue has turned into a garbage dump of spiritual and social sewage. And here's the sad part. Most Americans don't realize that the septic tank of USAville is full. And worse, most people still do not notice the stench. But thank God that many of you do. Most of you who listen to this program are noticing the smell. But my friends, isn't it amazing that so many people are oblivious to America's present dilemma? And by the way, have you ever done this? Have you ever walked up to a person and asked them if they can smell it? And then when they ask, "Smell what?" you say, "The stench of America rotting away." Try it sometime, folks, and watch what happens. Some people might say, "What are you talking about?" And some of them might even get angry and argue with you or take issue with your question. "How dare you say something like that?" Perhaps a few will agree, but anyway, try it sometime, ladies and gentlemen. You may find the results interesting or disturbing or even surprising. Do you want an icebreaker at your next party gathering? Ask the question. Or better yet, try it at the church potluck. Say it to your pastor. "Hey, pastor, what's that smell?" "Oh, come on, Nathan. How can you be saying such things about my dearly beloved America? It's offensive for you to say that, Nathan." You know what, my friend? You're right. The spiritual smell of present-day America is offensive. It's offensive to the nose of the discerning. But most folks don't notice it. They don't notice the disturbing odor of the political demons and their sulfur stinking up the White House, the Capitol building, and Washington, D.C. in general. I wonder if this is why flies are attracted to the face and the forehead of America's figurehead hybrid creature. And you know what else most folks don't notice? They don't notice the stench of fellow U.S. citizens who are becoming zombie carcasses, fermenting in the sun because they're empty hulls, soulless, void of their conscience, hearts seared, eyes blinded. How did this happen? Well, here's how. It's because most people also do not notice the foul aroma that seems to have gathered around some of the pulpits in this late hour. The pulpits that turned into lecterns. I remember hearing an interview with Pastor Joel Osteen on one of those TV shows, and they asked him about his pulpit, and he said, "No, this is a lectern." You know, folks, I think that's a sign and a clue that when the pastor changes the name of the pulpit to a lectern, we're in trouble and something's wrong. And that's what's been happening in this late hour. The sermons have turned into coffee talks, and too many preachers have lost their spine to call evil evil, and to call wickedness defiled, and to call the profane things what they really are. And how many of today's American pulpits have become defiled with the end time delusion? that we read about in the scriptures. I say too many. And instead of offering Holy Ghost water and words of life, too many of them are now offering embalming fluid for the carcasses in the pews. And as I look around, I can see that I no longer have to prophesy that in the future, America will die. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's happening now. America is dying. She's dying right now, and eventually, she's going to dissolve. And folks, this is a sad report. And it's frustrating. And it's grievous. And most of you know this. You know that America used to be the posse of the liberators, but now she's turning into the chain gang of the needy, controlled by a Kenyan who is castrated and confused. The leader of America is confused. The people are confused. And many who are watching and awake do not know what to do. I know it gets frustrating to look around because you see it. You're watching it happen. And you try to tell others, but they don't see it or smell it or notice it. And how can this be? How can so many people be blind to this, to what's going on, to the ailment of our land? Well, it's because the other side, they, as we call them, are working very hard to keep the people subdued, drowsy, ignorant, occupied, distracted, and even asleep. When I say they, I mean the powers of darkness and their human and subhuman minions who are strategically working to maintain their version of drowsy order in America. It's true, folks. The underground committee of lies and deception is fully employed and active across the land of Babylon, America. There are individuals, there are groups, there are human beings who sold their souls for temporary gain here on this planet, and they have decided to be at odds with the general population and do things that are defiled and evil. And today, we're going to talk about some of those individuals. We're going to dissect some of their plans. I'm going to share with you some things perhaps some of you know about, but I'm going to talk about some things, folks, that you need to hear. So I want to invite you to get a pen and paper and take a lot of notes and share this program with everybody that you know. If you're a regular listener, you've probably noticed that I've been absent for a while, and that's because I've been finishing up all of the heavy research to put together this presentation. I've been working hard to study and dig and seek God, and I'm very close to finishing up this project. Now, I know I've spent a lot of time on this thing, so I'm going to be wrapping it up real soon because I have to get back to some other important matters. I'm going to be bringing you the meat of the information of this whole matter about the Illuminati and what they are doing to this planet. Because right now, my friends, they are in the middle of their project, and it's a project that involves very evil individuals, and we're going to talk about them. I'm going to share them, so please pay attention. If you have to, listen to this program more than once and discuss it with your friends. Now, over the past few programs, I've been talking about the symbolism of the New World Order Illuminati who are destroying this planet. And we've also discussed the symbolism that was displayed at the Super Bowl that happened a few months ago. And for those of you that may wonder about it, even be thinking right now and saying, Nathan, isn't this old news? The Super Bowl, really? Well, as a surface observation, yes, it may seem like old news, but the things that they projected several months ago are now happening. It was announced and now it's in motion. In fact, the situation in the Ukraine is part of it. So it's real important for you to know what's going on. If you want to know what to do, if you want to know some things to pray about and some things to take to the Lord in prayer, please pay attention to this program. Now, if you heard the other sessions, I've shared a lot of information. In parts 4 and 5 that was released several weeks ago, I revealed that an ominous warning was displayed during the halftime show, where the word prepare was projected and displayed 22 times, including projecting and illuminating the word prepare over the fans themselves through a new LED technology where the fans wore special hats with lights on them, and they acted as a giant billboard in the seating areas of the stadium. The fans became a giant billboard, and the word prepare flowed right over their hats. It lit up the entire stadium. The word prepare was over 100 feet wide, over 30 feet tall, and it was shown over the heads of the people. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go to my website, watchmanscry.com, And I have a page of notes where I have placed photographs of this thing happening. Now, again, if some of you may be saying, Nathan, that was several weeks ago. Come on, keep us up to date. That was old news. Well, folks, here's the deal. They projected the word prepare as a warning to what's coming. There are huge events that are approaching us right now. Huge. And the events are going to interrupt our lives. They're going to interrupt what we're doing when they arrive. If it happens to be during the day when we're awake, it'll interrupt every radio program, every TV program, every internet message board, every forum. It's going to be big news. Huge news. The emergency broadcasting system will be involved. So I consider this information to be important if you want to be vigilant. I believe that the Illuminati has projected and telegraphed their warning to America and to the world that destructive events have been orchestrated, have been planned. They are on a future schedule. They have a timeline. We're watching history in the making right now, folks. Between the Ukraine and Bundy's Bunkerville, there are things that are happening behind the scenes. There are developments that are navigating toward us. And if you happen to catch me on the last Hagman and Hagman program, I also went into many things on this same topic about the Illuminati, about symbolism, and about what they have planned on this earth. So if you haven't heard that program, you can also go to my website, watchmanscry.com, and I have placed a link to that program. It was a 3-hour program where we discussed these things in very great detail. And for those who may wonder at the relevance of this information to our lives, my friends, I believe it is. The powers that be, on this program, we're going to talk about them. We're going to mention names. Let me mention some of them right now. The Bilderberg Group, the Committee of 300, the Club of Rome, and Tavistock. Now, when I was on the Hagman & Hagman program, I spoke about Tavistock a little. In some upcoming programs, we're going to be discussing them more. And by the way, if you're not familiar with that name, it's spelled T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K. Tavistock is an organization that has existed for almost 100 years, and they were founded in Great Britain. And over the years, over the decades, Tavistock has played a huge role in influencing society and influencing the West, influencing America, and pretty much most of the world in the direction of New World Order propaganda. They have played huge roles in the engineering of society and trends and habits of people. They have played huge roles in influencing the direction of education, entertainment, academia, as well as the reporting of news developments. So in summary, Tavistock is one of the heads. It's one of the brains behind the propaganda of the New World Order. And Tavistock has been responsible for selling wars to the public. They have been responsible for convincing people that war is a good thing. They played roles in both Iraq wars, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, World War I, and World War II. They have been involved in a lot of different things that had to do with convincing the public to accept what the New World Order had up its sleeve and the direction that the New World Order wanted to take this planet. Tavistock has been the propaganda arm for the Federal Reserve, the IMF, the World Bank, MKUltra, the CIA. They are the ones that groom and graduate and train the scientists who have been used over the years to steer society, to steer people, to sell the public on the idea that crazy legislation was a good idea, that tyrannical legislation was a good idea. Tavistock have been working at this thing for a long time, as I stated, for almost 100 years, and they've gotten pretty good at what they do, folks. And I've been reading about them, I've been studying about them, and I am noticing that even right now, they are playing a role in convincing the public to prepare for another war. Tavistock was behind 9/11. They have been behind many false flag events over the years, the Gulf of Tonkin, the Vietnam War. They have learned how to steer public persuasion. They have learned how to steer public opinion. And they're pretty good at it because they have Satan behind them. They have very evil scientists who are behind them. And their program is responsible for guiding and steering this country and Western society into the present darkness that we are all experiencing right now. Their steering mechanism is diabolical. It's satanic, and it's also what Timothy spoke about in the Bible. when he mentioned the end times great deception and the doctrine of demons. Satan is behind this thing, and the powers that be right now have this program in full sail, and their intent is to get into your head and to mess with you. And one of the things that they do is to send misinformation to wear the people out, to give the people doom fatigue. If you're experiencing doom fatigue, and some of you feel tempted to just unplug or go back into the matrix, to go back to sleep, I want to challenge you to ask yourself, what's motivating that idea? What's motivating that thought? Why are you tired? What news event is doing it? Well, my friend, I submit to you that there's a good chance that there's a frustration that is involved in challenging you and tempting you to unplug and go back to sleep. I really want to encourage you and admonish you not to let that happen. Because Satan is out there, and the Bible tells us in the end times there will be deceptive spirits that are working their madness in people. They will be working with their tools. Now, we're not told specifically how it's going to happen, how the deception would overcome mankind and wear people out. My friends, I submit to you that end time deception is going to involve a lot of different players. And some of the players will be the types of organizations that I'm describing right now, Tavistock. Some of the end time deception will be played out in the spiritual realm through the powers of darkness, through the heavy fog of deception, through a dark mist of confusion and delirium. There is a spiritual force that causes confusion and fatigue and deception, oppression and sadness. There are a lot of different negative emotions that can be caused by spiritual attack. So that's one way that this thing is going to play out. But another way will also be through psychological tools that mess with your head, that mess with your thinking. And right now, my friends, these things are happening. Some of the other tools that exist are political tools, and some are societal propaganda, and the propaganda that we can see offered to us by the media and by entertainment. So there are various means that exist out there to get into your head and to frustrate you or your loved ones. Mom, dad, there are tools out there trying to frustrate your spouse and make them bummed out and depress them, to make them want to give up, to make them tired and weary. Same thing goes for your children. There are forces out there, very evil, dark forces that are attacking and bombarding your loved ones, your teenagers, your kids. So folks, if you want to be knowledgeable and wise to the wiles of the enemy, then you need to know about these things so that you can then have a strategy to resist it. And you need to be able to warn your family and your children and your friends about these things. So that's why I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing you this information so that you can survive, my friend. The Bible tells us there would be a great delusion in the end times. It's not just going to happen in one form. You know, folks, I've seen some of those end time Hollywood productions. God bless those TV channels and the satellite TV channels that have made their end time productions of the Antichrist and the way that the world's going to appear, and how people would behave and act in the end times. But those programs really do not paint a complete picture of how deception really comes. Because deception happens most of the time in a manner that blindsides you, that sucker punches you. Most of the time, deception will come in through the back door, through the side door, through the open window, through the crack in the wall. It'll come in through the way that you least expect it to come in. It doesn't come in the obvious manner. It's easy to be aware of the obvious things. Lock the front door. Well, the burglar doesn't come in through the front door. He comes in through the cracks in the wall. The Bible says, if it were possible, that even the elect will be deceived. Well, guess what, folks? It is possible. And it's happening right now. Many of God's people are being deceived. And I don't want to see it happen to you. So today I'm going to talk about it. We're going to share these things. So please take many notes and share this program again with those of you that you care about. Share it with your pastor. So ladies and gentlemen, this is my passion. This is my calling. I'm in the trenches, and I'm harvesting information that you can use to survive, to get clarity, to recover, and to endure. And if you appreciate these efforts, we appreciate your gifts of support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. Now, as I just stated, during the Super Bowl, the Illuminati revealed what's coming. And I believe that they showed some short-range plans as well as long-range plans of coming events that they have on their schedule. So even though it was a few months ago, their schedule is playing out right now. And it's going to play out the rest of this year, 2014, and also continue into the next year. So for those of you that are asking, so tell me, Nathan, what's going on? How's it going to happen? How's it going to play out? And that, my friends, is our homework. That's your homework. I know that many of you who are regular listeners are also wondering this thing. How is it going to play out? I know that there are many other programs out there sharing similar information of how it's going to play out. And I also know that there are a lot of people offering their opinions of how it's going to play out or when. And I know that when you mix that in with the present developing news, it can get confusing. I know that it can be overwhelming at times. Too much information. But then at the same time, in the midst of the bombardment of warning information, down on the earthly level where it hits home, some of you become overwhelmed with so much information. So you want to be able to filter the truth from the non-truth. You want to know the substance from the confusion. And folks, I'm right there with you. I understand that. I have the same desire. I have a family. I have a wife. I have children. My wife, from time to time, will ask me for updates where she'll question me. What do you think we are? How much time do we have left? Do we have time to finish? Can we finish preparing? And you know, folks, I also know that there's a tendency for so many of us that are awake to be expecting the big one, the big tipping point explosion of events to occur tomorrow or over the weekend. And there's a certain part of our personality or our nature that might say, you know, I wish it would just go ahead and get started. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of it not happening. I'm tired of expecting it to happen in the first quarter of this year or the middle of this year. And now here I am a year later or 2 years later. Where is it? And folks, I know that that's one of the big challenges as a person who is awake. I understand that feeling. And I just want to encourage you to please not allow it to get to you in a negative manner. Please do not allow it to think the thoughts of, man, I wasted my time, or to think that you are wasting time because it hasn't happened yet. My friend, the best gift that we can have right now is more time, because I don't feel ready personally. There are projects that I have around my property that I still want to finish. And many of you probably have issues and spiritual matters that you would like to deal with and overcome. There's probably some of you out there that are struggling in some areas and you would like to strengthen your relationship with God before the big shoe drops. And by the way, folks, I would advise that you do that, because if you're allied with God, if your relationship with God is strengthened and nourished and you're in the right fellowship with Him, if you're in the right relationship with Him, that is biblical truth. The person that walks with God will be under the shelter of His wing. And they'll be able to walk and weather and endure with His peace. And folks, how can we put a price on the peace of God versus chaotic, delusionary thinking and confusion? The person that has the peace of God and the person that can walk in the counsel of God and hear His voice will be able to deal with the situation in the correct manner, in God's will. They'll be able to stay one step, two steps, 10 steps. Ahead of the New World Order, ahead of the enemy, ahead of surrounding matters, ahead of the contrary winds. They'll be able to function in a rational manner and be able to overcome the lies and the temptations that will erratically appear. So my friends, please make it part of your homework to get strong with God, to renew, to restore, to nourish, to strengthen your relationship, and encourage your family members to strengthen their relationship with God. And folks, I'm not just talking about mouth service. I'm not just talking about words. I'm talking about the real thing. Now, if you are struggling with your relationship with God, I have many sermons on my website, watchmanscry.com, that talk about a strong relationship, a nourishing relationship, and they talk about how to be restored with God. So if you're feeling down, if you're feeling discouraged, go to my website, go to the audio page, the audio link on the left side at watchmanscry.com, and there are many messages in there that will encourage you. Now, getting back to the erratic news, that folks, granted, let's just admit it. Let's put it on the table. Today's news is confusing, and at times it's difficult to follow because what's going to happen? Where's the situation in the Ukraine taking us? Is Putin the good guy or the bad guy? You know, folks, I know that there are many people who are awake who do realize that Putin has stated and said things that seem to be more godly than our president. He rejects homosexuality. He's concerned that fundamental Christianity is under attack in the West as well as in the world. And what kind of person would not be behind words like that? Of course, those sound like good words. And I know that there's a tendency to hear those words and then say, well, then Putin must be the Christian in this match and Obama's the non-Christian. Is that what's going on here? Or is Putin just doing an act? Does he really mean it? Or is he just saying the right things because he's very sly and sneaky? What's the truth? Pretty sure some of you have opinions about that. I think in the big picture, as it stands right now, the United States is going to lose because the United States is under judgment. And when a nation or a kingdom is under judgment, God is going to favor their opposition, which in this case may be Russia or China. So whether or not Putin means it, whether or not he's faking it, if he's a real Christian, then God bless him. If he's not, well, boy, he puts on a pretty good show. But I don't know, folks. I really don't. If he is a Christian, that means he's a fellow brother. If he's not, then he's a deceiver. As far as Obama, Obama is not a Christian. He admits it. I don't know what he is. Sometimes I think he's a Muslim. Sometimes I wonder, is he a creature created in the lab that they inflate him and then program the chip in his head? I don't know, folks. But with that aside, getting back to the news events, we can't really separate them, the news events, from our dear leader, because our dear leader is leading this country to perdition, to destruction. And he's leading this country into very, very dark places. Folks, we see it. All the laws he's passing are bringing us into an era that we wouldn't even have imagined 10 years ago. Who would have thought it could be this dark? When George Bush was passing the Patriot Act and I found myself becoming angry and frustrated, one of the reasons I was frustrated was because I knew that the legislation that he was passing would allow his successor the ability to bring tyranny to this country. It would give him the green light. It would give him the tools, the necessary legislation to becoming a prison. And here we are, folks. The United States is indeed being dismantled. And Obama's playing his role to do this. But in addition to Obama, we see that situation in the Ukraine. Is that going to be the catalyst? Is Russia going to invade from the east? They've taken over Crimea. Are they going to next take over eastern Ukraine? Will NATO resist them? Will NATO fight them? And when that happens, will the United States also be there to help NATO? Or is Putin going to invade the Ukraine and is NATO just going to back off because Obama is sitting on his hands? You know, folks, I don't want the United States to get into another war in Europe. I don't, because I know what it means. It will mean that our boys and our daughters will have to go over there and fight. And some of them could die. Some of them will be wounded. It would destroy many people to go do that. So I don't want to see it. As I'm watching this situation, I can see what the media is doing. And I mentioned Tavistock a few moments ago. Tavistock is the propaganda arm of the New World Order. And Tavistock knows how to present stories to lead the public in a certain direction. And if we were to watch the news reports that are appearing, if we were to observe and analyze and dissect the talking heads right now and the things that the journalists are saying about Russia and the Ukraine, think about this, folks. Which direction are the reports leaning? Are they leaning toward Russia or against? Are they leaning toward neutrality or are they leaning toward painting Russia as the bad guys? Who is being painted as the bad guy right now? And when we look at the news reports, that's one of the ways that we can see that the news is trying to conduct a propaganda campaign to influence the public. Who's being painted as the good guy and the bad guy? Who are they portraying as the diplomat and the ambassador of peace? We're hearing about John Kerry confronting Putin and some of the other world leaders and members of NATO. And right there should give you a hint at what the plan is, the big plan, the long-range plan. Because as I'm observing these news reports, I am hearing, and at first it was slow, At first they were saying, we don't know what Putin's up to. Does he want the Ukraine back or not? We're not sure. He's a good guy, but now we're not sure. Well, folks, have you noticed that they're painting the picture and they're slowly changing the persona of Putin? They're slowly making him seem into a worse and worse character. Because a few months ago, when the Winter Olympics were going on, most people would not just come out and be against Putin. They wouldn't. Because many Americans even made it a humorous thing. They equated Putin with Chuck Norris. Putin is the man's man. He rides horses bareback and he wrestles grizzly bears and he drives a speedboat and he does all these great things. He flies the spaceships and he can steer submarines and he can do everything. He's Putin. He's Chuck Norris. And compared to Obama, Obama's a little boy eating cotton candy. So when we looked at the perception of Putin a year ago, the brainwashers at Tavistock examined public opinion about Putin, and they knew that they could not change the persona of Putin overnight. It had to be done slow. And right now, that's what's going on. They are slowly changing the persona. They're slowly convincing the people that maybe he's not that good. Maybe he is a bad man. He's KGB. He's a liar. He's deceptive. He wants to take over Europe. He wants to take over the Ukraine, Poland, the Baltic region, Lithuania, and all those other nations around the Ukraine. He's on a big land grab campaign right now. He's a bad man, and we need to resist him. We need to support the Ukrainians that are against Russia. So folks, if you're paying attention to the news, we are witnessing a brainwashing campaign of propaganda to change public opinion. And the way it's going to play out is there will need to be certain events to occur to change public opinion. Right now, over 60% of Americans do not want war in the Ukraine against Russia. They don't. 60%. So Tavistock knows this. The propaganda arm knows that they're going to have to slowly steer America and flip that. They need to make the majority of people want a war. They need to convince the majority of Americans that this is in our best interest. They need to convince Americans that Russia is evil, that Russia is our enemy, that Russia wants to hurt us, that Russia must pay, that Russia did something bad. And folks, when we look at history, when we look at how these things have played out in the past, when we look at other wars, the Iraq invasion, folks, do you remember when Daddy Bush was the president and Iraq invaded Kuwait and Daddy Bush was trying to get support to go into Iraq? And at the UN Security Council meetings, a Kuwaiti nurse testified that Iraqi soldiers went into Kuwait, into a hospital, and took babies out of incubators and laid them on the ground and let them die. Do you remember that? This was years ago. And that lady's testimony, that Kuwaiti nurse's testimony, was able to steer public opinion. It put a tear in the eyes of Americans, and it made us angry. Let's make Saddam pay. You can't kill babies. Make them pay. And the votes were cast, and that's how Daddy Bush was able to form his coalition of the willing, where he got half the world behind him to invade Iraq and bomb them to kingdom come and kill so many Iraqi soldiers. Well, it turned out, after that testimony, that nurse who was testifying and crying on world TV that the incubator babies were killed, it turned out that nurse was actually the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador. She lied to the world. Folks, I remember her testimony. I remember getting mad when I heard it. I remember thinking to myself, how could the Iraqis kill little babies? Wow, that's terrible. Make them pay. I remember I was mad. Well, that was a Tavistock operation. They know how to change public opinion. It was all propaganda. It was a lie. It was fraud. And they were able to turn the tide of public opinion by grabbing the emotions of all those moms in America watching the testimony. All those people went back to their church potlucks, and the pastors from pulpits across America pounded their pulpits and told their people, we need to attack Iraq because they kill little babies. And how many Americans said, yes, we must? And little did they know that they were following a lie. When George W., the son, was president, he also went into Iraq in March of 2003. And before he went in, he also did a propaganda campaign, and he used Colin Powell, the Secretary of State at the time, to go to the security meetings at the United Nations. And how many of you remember this? This was in late 2002, early 2003. Colin Powell went to the Security Council meetings and he said Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. He didn't destroy them 10 years ago like he was supposed to. And this is what they look like. And instead of showing satellite photos of the mustard gas laboratories and their other horrible chemical weapons factories, Colin Powell showed a drawing. It was a 3D rendering. It looked kind of like a cartoon of a tractor trailer rig. And he said, these are portable chemical weapons factories and they drive them around and they move them around. That's why we don't have any satellite photos, because they're always on the move. But this is what they look like. And they did a cutaway cartoon of how the factory looked. And folks, it turned out that it was a Hollywood production. It was fake. It was a lie. It was Tavistock. It was propaganda. And once again, Americans rallied. Well, we can't have those things killing our boys over in the Middle East, so let's invade Saddam again. And that's what happened. Propaganda. I'm bringing these things up because right now, with the Ukraine, with NATO, with Russia, we have a development. And it's going to go in one of several ways. It's going to diffuse. It's going to settle down. Everyone's going to catch a breath, and then it'll just be a Cold War situation for years, which is probably the best outcome at this point, because I don't see how this thing's going to go back to how it was at the Winter Olympics when everything was peaceful. We've crossed that line. So that's the best case scenario, a Cold War, which, by the way, has already started. Or we're going to have the tide of public opinion get drastically and radically changed against Putin because of something that we are told that Putin did or is doing or is planning to do. And if these people have their way, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be war, because Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mr. Obama's chief councilman, one of his handlers, who has written many books about anti-Russia warfare. He wrote the book, The Grand Chessboard. He wrote another book about the new age that's coming, the police state tyrannical rule that's going to be in this world in the future. He wrote about all this. Zbigniew Brzezinski is a Polish citizen who hates Russia. He wants to destroy Russia. And he was a part of the Jimmy Carter administration. He was one of the founders of the Trilateral Commission. And right now, he is steering Obama in the direction toward war. The Federal Reserve wants war. The IMF wants war. The success and health of the petrodollar desires war. The Project for a New American Century desires war. The Republican neocons want war. And usually when politicians want war, they get war. But first, they have to conduct their propaganda campaign to convince the public that that's in their best interest. It is their salvation. It is needed. It is the only choice. It is to stop the threat. It is to stop the bad guys, to liberate the oppressed. It's to spread democracy. It's to spread security. It's to take freedom to the oppressed ones. See, those are some of the words that they used in the past. All lies, of course. So the situation in the Ukraine is headed toward war. And the way that it's going to play out, ladies and gentlemen, will be determined on the success of the propaganda campaign and the events that will also accompany the propaganda campaign. Meaning, in order for them to change public opinion, there needs to be an event that will change public opinion. In other words, there needs to be a false flag event that is blamed on Russia or Putin. A false flag event where people die, where there are explosions, where there's bloodshed. And this false flag event needs to galvanize public opinion. Now, what kind of event can it be? It can be a number of events. It could be an attack on a U.S. military base, a terrorist attack by Russian radicals, by pro-Putin supporters that will be blamed and accused of being Russian military. So the false flag event could be an attack on a U.S. base in Europe somewhere, or the sinking of a Navy ship, or an attack here at home domestically. It can play out in a number of ways, but it's going to be blamed on Russia. If their plan is going to succeed to get this war going, a false flag event has to happen, and people need to die. There needs to be enough of an emotional impact that people will change their mind overnight and hate Putin the next day, where they will be begging their sons and daughters to join to go fight, where people will want to join the military to go fight. So based on their MO, and folks, all we have to do is look at history. We can see how they act. based on their MO, their way of doing things, the false flag event seems to be at the top of the list to get this thing going. Now, if they decide not to use the false flag, then it will happen in slow motion. There will be a number of other things that will occur. And there's a part of me, and I'm not saying this prophetically, just for the record, folks. I am just saying, in my gut, one of the biggest concerns that I have is that a false flag event will happen. Now, I do foresee a false flag event occurring stateside here in the United States in a different category. There are several reasons for false flag events to come. One of them will be to start the war in the Ukraine, to start a war with Russia, to start World War III, or another one will be to start martial law here in America. And that false flag event could be blamed on domestic quote-unquote terrorists, which would be patriotic type groups or Christians, conservatives who believe in the Constitution. That's a whole other reason that would cause a false flag event. Obama needs chaos right now because this thing is getting out of his control and his handlers need chaos. And as we talk about this program more and more, and by the way, folks, I apologize. I haven't got to the symbolism that was displayed in the Super Bowl. However, in the last program, we saw the warning prepare displayed several times. And I shared in that program that I have been able to uncover it 22 times. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Why? Because the Illuminati wants you to know that something is going down. Your life is going to change. The world is going to change. Fire is coming. They want their chaos to come. There needs to be fire so that their phoenix can rise out of the ashes. And before you have fire, you have the emergency. You have the chaos. You have the warning. If we work backwards, so they start off with a warning, and then the event happens, and then you have chaos, destruction, fire, and then the smoke starts to settle, and then the phoenix rises out of it in their new world order. Folks, I do not trust them. We know, based on Bible prophecy, that this thing is going to play out. In addition to that, the Holy Spirit of God has been warning many, many people. God has given dreams and visions to many, many people throughout the world. Many Americans have seen great devastation come to the United States. I myself have had many prophetic dreams and visions of horrible, devastating events that were going to come to the United States. I've shared many of them on this program. If you're a new listener, you can go to my website and hear about them. And God did not send these warnings for naught. He didn't do it to waste his time. God did it because he wanted us to know that things were coming and we needed to get ready. So this Ukraine situation, folks, just think about this. At the beginning of this year, we were Russia's friends. The Winter Olympics occurred in the middle of February. Everything was great just 3 months ago. Look how far we've declined in the peace of the world just in the last few months. And now over the past few days, people are actually dying now in the Ukraine. People are being killed. They're being murdered. They are burning down buildings with humans inside of them. With people inside of them. It is deteriorating. This thing is not going to end well. And while that thing's going on over there, then here, stateside, we have the Bundy Bunkerville situation. The protests of Bunkerville. The resistance. The confusion. That thing happened a few weeks ago. There was a stalemate. They met head to head. The Patriots showed up. The militia showed up. Bundy supporters showed up and they were willing to contest what the BLM was doing. The BLM retreated. In round one, by the way, keyword, round one, they retreated. The militia and the Patriots cheered victory. We won. This is how the West was won. You resist. We won. It's over. But folks, is it over there? Did they win? Did the BLM lose? Is it finished? What's the truth? I don't believe for a second that thing is finished. And just because the BLM retreated that round did not mean they lost. There are strategies in the military. And those of you that have been in the military, you know this. This is military 101. There are different maneuvers that are done in the military during battle. And one of them is the feigned retreat. The retreat that appears to be hightailing it out of there because they're afraid and they can't handle. They're not able to confront because they're no match. But it's feigned. It's fake. It's pretend. It's theater. Round one of the BLM's retreat was theater, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it was. It was a show. It was a hustle. How many of you have heard about the old hustle in the billiard hall? The guy goes in there and he plays for money to some other unsuspecting person and he loses on purpose, but really he's a billiard champion, but he loses on purpose And then he says, how about another round? And then he loses again. And by then, the confidence of his opponent has grown. And then the opponent kind of feels sorry and says, okay, how about a third round? And the guy goes, okay, double or nothing. Let's go for it. And then the person that lost, who's really a champion, demolishes the opponent and takes all his money. That's called the hustle. It's deception. It's fake. And I have a pretty good feeling that's what we saw at Bundy's Bunkerville. It was a hustle. It was the classic hustle, feigned retreat by the BLM, the New World Order. And I'm going to be talking about that more in upcoming programs, but ladies and gentlemen, that thing is not finished. And for those that were there that celebrated, I could understand getting caught up in the emotion and the high and the victory that appeared so. But folks, really, can we really believe that a few well-meaning individuals on horseback defeated the artillery of the United States government? Do we really believe that, folks? I don't think so. So where's that thing headed? That's also in development. That's here stateside. I have had many programs that explained, that shared some of the warning glimpses that God has given to me that civil war is coming to the United States of America. There will be groups of Americans, pockets of American citizens who are well-meaning, who are patriots, militia members, etc., who will fight in civil war against the powers that be. And when that happens, it's going to change this country and turn the noose into an iron fist. It will raise the prison bars along the boundaries of America. It will be the catalyst that switches us from an oppressed country into a tyrannical dictatorship. That thing's coming, folks. So what's going to happen in 2014? What's going to happen in the coming years, the coming months? There are so many tipping points. Are those tipping points gone? No. They are still balancing and waving left and right, side to side, holding their balance, holding their weight, but eventually they will topple over. And there are many of them. The crash of the dollar, the dollar's woes. The dollar's going to crash, folks. It's going to be eventually rejected as the world's reserve currency. Inflation is coming to the United States. And things are going to increase in price by many, many times. I'm going to be talking about that in an upcoming program. Not on this one, but I have seen. God gave me another prophetic dream. I saw the inflation that's coming to America. It's going to be horrible, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking tenfold increases in the price of goods and food. We're also going to see the euro crisis continue to unravel. The unemployment situation is not going to improve, although there's a continual regular announcement that's all theater. It's all lies. It's propaganda. It's deception. You know, I wonder, where is that brave journalist that goes to the White House meetings, who confronts Obama and raises his hand at the back of the room and says, excuse me, Mr. President, how can 90-something million Americans be unemployed, be unworking, but the unemployment rate is now 6.3%. How's that possible, Mr. President? Somebody is fibbing. Liar, liar. I was traveling through Spokane a few days ago, and I saw a billboard that someone had put up, and it had a picture of Obama. It was in the middle of town, Spokane, Washington, and it had a picture of Obama, and it said, liar, liar, pants on fire. And the word fire was flames. That's all it said. It didn't say who sponsored it or anything, and I looked at it and said, wow, that's nice to see that someone's willing to tell the truth. Right now, we are being ruled by liars. But where are the journalists that are brave enough to say it? Mr. President, really? 6.3 unemployment? 1 out of 5 households in the United States have no working members of the family? 1 out of 5? And the unemployment rate is 6.3? Come on! Really? But still, how many individuals do not question it? How many people hear that report and say, yay, things are improving. The economy has recovered since the crash of 08. That's the world we live in, folks. The world of propaganda. The world of deception. The world of liars. Sorry for getting passionate there, folks, but lies and deception are against the truth of God. God hates lies. God hates an unjust balance. God hates injustice. But Satan loves it because he's the father of lies. And if people want to believe lies and pretend, then what does that make them? The tipping points are here, folks. The unemployment rate is not going to improve. Obamacare will play a role in destroying this nation. The war on Christianity is going to continue. Gay rights will continue to increase. Chrislam will continue to invade the last remaining churches that exist in this country. So right now, folks, there are many things going on. So for those of you that ask the question, what am I supposed to be watching? There's so many things going on. Folks, you're right. There are so many things going on, and for some people, it's too much. It's too much stuff. And that's why I brought up the term doom fatigue. And folks, please bear with me. I know that I haven't started the study yet of the symbolism, but I've been absent for a few weeks, and I need to make this clear. I need to make contact with these themes with you, these concepts. We need to talk about these things. There are so many things going on right now. For some of you, it's too much. And I know that there are some of you out there that are tempted to just go to sleep. And I mentioned that earlier. But folks, that is not a good strategy. To just merely exist and hope for the best is not a strategy, because you will get blindsided if you snooze. Yes, it's true, a lot is going on. I agree with that. And I also agree that the news can be overwhelming. And it would be nice to be able to filter through all the news. If you're feeling overwhelmed with too much news, please know this. You're not alone, because God knows how you feel. But God also wants you to know that He doesn't want you giving up. Right, my friend? Now, the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes that there's a time and a place for everything under heaven. For everything. There's a season for everything. So that means that there's a time to study the dark and hidden things that the enemy is doing, in this case the Illuminati and the New World Order. There's a time to study it, but then there's also a time for other things like spiritual food and Bible study. And I believe we need to have a full course of knowledge in several categories. And in order to be awake and well-rounded and effective, we need to be able to nourish our spirit, our soul, and our body. And the spiritual nourishment is the number one priority. Man does not live by bread alone. So as we study the multifaceted library of the end times, spiritual food has to be included. But also, in addition to the spiritual nourishment, your soul can gain some advantages by having knowledge, especially since we're in the end times, and especially since the Bible did say there would be great deception in the end times. We need to know how to not be deceived, folks. You need to know how the enemy is working. That's why I spent some time explaining the Ukrainian situation and Tavistock and the ways that the powers that be deceive the masses. Folks, you don't want to be deceived. So we need to study how to not be deceived. We need to study who they are, what they're up to. And in order to do this, we need to look at the knowledge and the information, and at times the study of the quote-unquote New World Order and end times news, which is important, and I believe it's necessary to acquaint us with walking with wisdom. Of course, the big challenge in looking at end times news is to not allow it to become overwhelming and to not allow it to cause you to be imbalanced. For example, I know there are people out there, some of you listening to me even right now, may be guilty of this, where most of the serving that you give to yourself, most of the information that you feed yourself, instead of it being partially spiritual food and biblical knowledge and nourishment from God, some of you feed more on the New World Order information than anything else. And if that's the case with you, my friend, then you're going to be lopsided. So I'm saying that to give legitimacy to those of you that may think that we can get too much New World Order information. And it's true, folks, you can. It's possible to listen to so many audio messages about the New World Order, but then forget to listen to the sermons. That can happen. So I want to challenge you to please try to balance it out. By the way, by me saying that, some of you may say, well, okay, Nathan, that means I won't listen to you because you give New World Order stuff. Well, folks, please keep this in mind. I'm acknowledging out loud and up front to all of you that I believe that we need to be balanced with some New World Order information and then with the spiritual food. And that's what I am attempting to achieve here at Watchman's Cry, to give you a full platter. Now, for the individuals who may say, well, I don't think we even need to study the New World Order. I just want to hear sermons. And that'll keep me going. And you know what, folks? That's probably true. It will keep you going. It will. But there could be a chance that for the individual who does not allow themselves to be told or does not allow themselves to study or know what's going on out there, they may find themselves being a part of the typical deceived church body that exists today in America. And how many Christians out there are still ignorant? They sit in church, and yeah, they're hungry for the word, but they're ignorant to the puppeteers of the present American crisis. They have no clue that today's American crisis is being engineered with a goal. They have no clue that there are handlers out there that are planning to make their lives miserable, that are planning to destroy their retirement account. They are planning to destroy the city they live in, the lives of their children. There are people out there who want to send their children to hell. There are people out there that want to convince their children or family members that God is not real. You know, that's part of the New World Order plan as well, folks, to destroy the faith of God's people. I would say there are many Christians like that. In fact, how about this, folks? How many Christians, because they've never learned about the knowledge that I'm mentioning, how many Christians still unknowingly believe that the left-right paradigm of politics is true? In other words, the battle of the across the aisle of the Democrats versus the Republicans, and it's all the Democrats' fault, or it's all the Republicans' fault. How many Christians believe that lie that time has now revealed to be a lie? How many? The majority. Why? Because Rush Limbaugh still preaches that lie. Because Fox News still preaches that lie. Because even to this day, Christian radio stations have programs that preach that lie. It's all the Democrats. But if you're a Republican, you're fine. You're safe. You will not be led astray. How many people falsely believe that all we need to do is put a Republican in the White House and fix this mess? How many Christians believe that? A lot. But folks, how many remember that because of that mentality, Georgie Boy Jr. was able to pass the Patriot Act, while Christians sat on their hands and did nothing? How many police state laws were passed by a Republican that now Obama has taken to the next level? You folks remember that a Republican was in office when this New World Order Party got started? A Republican was in office at the helm when the New World Order was announced. Daddy Bush did that September 11th, 1990. A Republican was in office when the false flag 9/11 occurred. And of course, at that time, silly me, I thought it was all legit. But I had to be awakened back then, and so did all of you. And because this part of the equation exists, I understand the role and value of New World Order knowledge and information, folks. But at the same time, I also understand that it can't be viewed as a complete meal. So in summary, Nathan, what are you trying to say? I'm saying in order for any of us to be effective to the wiles of Satan in these end times, we must know about his crafty efforts and plans, as well as continue in healthy portions of spiritual food. And I'm saying all of this to explain to you how I view these things. Over the past few years, I've run into folks who have said that studying the New World Order stuff is a waste of time. But ladies and gentlemen, how many Jewish people could have used some alternative insight during the pre-war Nazi Germany Warsaw ghetto riots, or the Bolshevik Revolution? Or how many Jewish people could have used some alternative insight then? I would say a few million. So this is my passion, folks, to bring information in the right season and in balance. This was a long intro. This is going to be part 6 of this session. We've already had 5 parts in previous programs. This is part 6. Looks like we're running out of time in this part, so please go to part 7, where we're going to start digging in the commercials. I'm going to show you the stuff that I have been able to uncover. It's going to be a lot of information, folks. So I'll see you on the other side. Please go to part 7, where you can hear the rest of this program in progress. We'll see you in a few minutes.